Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. It is Sunday here, and that means the WWE No Mercy pay-per-view is taking place at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. And in news just broken by WWE.com, it is on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com as well. Because tonight is the second presidential debate coming on the heels of the Donald Trump tape that was all the rage this past weekend, and the fact that we've got a football game that's kicking off at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern, WWE has announced that the main event of the show is now the opener. That's right. AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, and John Cena in a triple threat match for the WWE World Heavyweight title. That will kick off the WWE No Mercy pay-per-view tonight. It's going on first. We will find out if John Cena ties the record or if AJ Styles retains the title, or who knows, maybe Dean Ambrose will walk out with the belt. We're going to find out tonight, and we're going to find out immediately because that is the opener on the show, which leads, of course, to the very interesting question, what is the main event? Is it actually going to be the title versus career match with the WWE Intercontinental title on the line? If Ziggler loses the match to Miz, he must retire. And according to literature that has been sent to various cable companies, Dolph Ziggler is losing the match tonight. Which would mean if that goes on last, it's a heel win in the main event. A lot of interesting questions, and we shall tackle them after the break, as well as take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. Here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We're going to take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more today. The studio line, 425-488-0525, toll-free, 844-411-5411, and text messages, 425-780-7566. As noted in the opening segment, the WWE No Mercy pay-per-view is going to kick off the pre-show at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern, and the main show, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. And to avoid going head-to-head with the presidential debate or the football game, the main event of the show is going on first. It is AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, John Cena, triple threat match for the WWE World Heavyweight title. And that means looking at this card right here, Jack Swagger, Baron Corbin, which is a pre-show match, Hype Bros and American Alpha versus the Ascension and the Vaudevillains, also a pre-show match. Leaving us with six matches for the main show. The main event, Heath Slater and Rhino versus the Usos, Miz versus Dolph Ziggler in the career match, Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt, Nikki Bella versus Carmella, and the debut of Curt Hawkins. It looks to me that that would mean that the career match might go on last. Now that is interesting because, as I talked about a week ago here on this show, I was told that Ziggler was losing. I didn't believe it. Turns out that they are now sending all sorts of information to the cable companies saying that SmackDown will be a celebration of Ziggler's career, that he is done. So that would mean that he is losing tonight. Ziggler losing the main event of the show is just weird, but maybe that's what they're going to do.
Hey,
Mike, your thoughts.
Tried to tell you, man. Tried to tell you, I know you hate this storyline. I'm not going to defend the storyline. I'm not going to say it makes a load of sense or anything like that. But you know what? Dolph Ziggler losing, frankly, to me, is the only logical thing you can do at the end of a storyline like this.
Logical?
This loser that has lost repeatedly, that has been made to look like a fool, why would I put money on him? Why would I get behind him? Why would I defend him? Why would I think he's going to win? I think he's going to lose, further burying himself. I don't know what you do with him. I don't know how long you put him on the shelf for. I don't know if you magically bring him back as Nick Nemeth or Mr. Kent State under a hood or whatever it is. But I don't know why you could be or how you could be so shocked that the end of this would come with him winning. And in fact, I am surprised that you would be that upset if it ended with him losing as opposed to winning.
Because, Mike, I'm looking at this as an actual story in the real world and not a pro wrestling storyline from a business that's been messed up for the past decade. The storyline here, the stipulation, is that if he loses, we will never see him in this business again. So your storyline, your logical storyline you're telling me right now, is that he's going to lose and he's going to come back in a mask, or as Nick Nemeth, or whatever. That's stupid, and it sucks, and it's not logical at all.
Oh, yeah, because all of the storylines that they have going on in that company repeatedly over and over again.
So if you're talking WWE logic, maybe. But real life logic, I mean, the story here is this guy can't win. And he's a failure and he loses all the time. And finally, he's had enough. And he puts his career on the line for one last shot at the title. And he wins. You know what it is?
Oh, boy, then what?
This would be, what do you mean, then what?
Then
he
what?
Keeps his career and he keeps moving. Like any other story in the world.
So why then, okay, in the real world, if you're looking at this from the real world, all that is a loser got lucky on one night.
You're right. You're right. So from there, they would have to rebuild him. Or maybe he'd lose again, but, you know, he continues on in
okay.
his career.
And let me call your bluff on, okay, now it's your time to rebuild him. How many times have we seen a rebuilding of Dolph Ziggler? If you're looking at this as a real-life storyline from over the years, how many times has this guy gotten another chance over and over again, no matter how much he loses? How can you defend and be behind somebody like that then in that case?
Well, people seem to be behind Uriah Faber after his 19th title match after losing every single one.
Yeah, but the chicks think he's hot.
Dan Henderson. How many times did Dan Henderson lose before his career rebirth? And he ended up having a championship match here that everybody wanted him to win on the way out.
Well, Michael Bisping didn't.
Well, nobody else was going and going, man, I hope that Dan Henderson on his way out at 46 years old, I hope he loses his championship match. Of course they wanted him to win.
Hey, there's I'm sure some people that are still offended from all those years of TRT from Dan Henderson that would say no.
All I'm saying is if Dolph Ziggler loses and then we see Dolph Ziggler on Tuesday, after me as a viewer have been promised that if he loses, I'm never going to see him again. I mean, this is lame. This is typical pro wrestling lame storytelling, is what this is. He's going to lose a stipulation match, and they're just going to renege on the stipulation, like always. That
well, like
sucks.
Always.
That
yeah,
sucks.
You're right.
It's bad pro wrestling writing.
Hey,
that's
they're
why.
Full of that. They're full
that
of
is
it.
Why I argued that there's no way, after the way that they've done this storyline, there's no way that in the end he can lose again. Because I actually had hope, Mike. I actually had faith that they weren't so tone deaf that they would do this storyline and they would beat him again. And then from here, after he loses and then inevitably comes back, think that somehow now he's going to get over. I mean, he's beyond the point of getting over. And he's well beyond that point if he loses tonight. And they apparently think they've got some brilliant storyline. Well, whatever this brilliant storyline is, I'm still waiting to see it. Apparently, I'm going to be waiting longer if he loses tonight. I think it's a terrible idea to beat him tonight.
Hey,
and people think that I'm hard and I don't like Dolph Ziggler. I'm telling you, Ziggler should win tonight because it's stupid for him to lose.
I'm not saying that you are wholly incorrect with anything that you're saying, but I can also say as we go down this card, as you look at Bray Wyatt, if you look at Carmella being on the roster, if you look at a lot of these things, Dean Ambrose with his performances, you know, technically, if you're looking at just the win-loss column, all of this stuff, you could blow holes wide open in it. And it's a bigger problem than Dolph Ziggler, although you can certainly hold Dolph Ziggler up as the example of, Jesus, what are you doing? And it needs to change badly,
listen,
desperately. And you know what? It probably won't, because as you say about Raw, you know, when you talk about it and we've talked about it, they think they're putting on a great show.
I disagree with you, though, because when I look at this card right here, Nikki Bella and Carmella, okay, they've had a feud, and Carmella the heel has beaten her repeatedly. So now Nikki's going in to try to get a revenge here tonight. That makes sense.
Okay.
Hold on. We have the Heath Slater and Rhino versus the Usos. My guess is that the Usos are going to win tonight, and they're going to do a feud with the American Alpha, which makes sense based on the tournament that they did and the Usos bumping them out of the tournament. That makes sense. I have no problem with that storyline. AJ, Dean, and John Cena, there's nothing nonsensical about that storyline. I mean, it's not perfect, but if you look up and down this SmackDown card here, it's not like it's a really badly booked show. But this Ziggler-Miz storyline is like the worst of the worst. It's the worst of the worst if he loses tonight. So, yeah, I do have a problem with it.
Jack Swagger was defeated by Jinder Mahal.
A different show.
Whoa, but he walks onto SmackDown after being a loser in WWE, no matter what you think about the shows, you know, now you're going to magically divide them like nothing ever happened before his time. No, he was a loser. He comes in, basically has been called a loser over and over again on WWE programming, comes out and defeats Baron Corbin, who to this point had been undefeated, and actually taps him out. An inventive way to tap him out, but was still tapped out. Heath Slater and Rhino, you would figure, because they have been so popular, they would deserve a rematch against the Usos. That probably won't happen, because in the one match that you would figure is going to make some sense, which is American Alpha winning the 8-man tag match. Oh, I'm sorry, I take that back. Wait, you can't win the 8-man tag match because it's an 8-man tag match. So if you're looking at that, then that won't work. The Miz and Dolph Ziggler stand alone.
How can you not win an 8-man tag match?
How can they win that and then be number one contenders, like you're saying?
Oh, I'm not. No, I didn't say they were number one contenders. That was nowhere in my argument.
Yeah, but they were going to move on to a tag match. Where's the rematch for Slater and Rhino?
I'm sure they'll get one, but then they'll go to the Usos.
I'll continue with this after the break.
Stand by. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Nobody said anything about this 8-man being a number one contender match.
You said...
No. What
I
said...
The Usos will probably win and move on and face American Alpha.
What I said was that American Alpha versus the Usos as a program makes sense. I didn't say you're doing it tonight. I didn't say you're doing it Tuesday. They can do a rematch with Heath Slater and Rhino, but the way that that program has been booked going back 2 months, it makes sense that the next tag title program is the Usos against the American Alpha. That cannot be denied. I did say they're getting their championship match on Tuesday after winning this eight-man tonight. I don't even know if they'll win the eight-man tonight. Who knows?
Well, that would be even more of a reason to have it happen then, right? You know, if they lose, the Hype Brothers would be on the other side of that. Not like I'd like to see it, but wouldn't logic then dictate that they would be, you know, in line as well, too, if they along with American Alpha, win this match tonight? I mean, Bella and Carmella, if they go ahead and add, you know, that to the mix with Alexa Bliss, which they could very well do for the women's title. And I know that's, you know, would just be speculation right now. But if they go ahead and do that, that doesn't make any sense because Nikki Bella's lost a million times.
Well,
and
let's not debate something that hasn't happened because I don't even think Alexa's even on the show tonight.
Well, I mean, okay, whatever they're going to do there, Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt. Boy, that's been a real barn burner, hasn't it? And boy, Curt Hawkins, the return of Curt Hawkins. I can't wait. I hope they put that in the main event slot tonight.
Maybe they will. You don't know who he's facing. Maybe it is Sting.
They might. that by the way, just for history's sake, if anybody goes back and listens to this show in the archives, either at sportsbyline.com or at f4wonline.com, Wikipedia is stating right now Curt Hawkins against Sting is on the card. I don't think that's going to happen at all, unless it's Sting's doppelganger.
Well, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Ryan from Cumberland,
Maryland. Yes, Ryan.
I have a question about Michael Bisping. Does he have the record for winning the most decisions in his home country that ends in like a controversial finish, like the Dan Henderson match?
Can't you ask like a good record? Like, does he hold the record for the most fights in UFC? Yes. He does.
He does.
I don't know. Do you actually care about this question, Ryan, or how did you come up with this?
Well, I noticed I watched the fight in 2007 between him and Matt Hamill, and Matt Hamill obviously won that fight. I figured he's been doing this gimmick for almost 10 years now where he should be losing the fight.
The gimmick of being an Englishman?
Are these judges from the United Kingdom?
The gimmick of being from England.
Ryan has put more thought into that than WWE has done half of their stories.
Ryan, you've blown my mind today with this question.
Really?
Do you have anything else you'd like to ask?
The other question is, Mauro Ranallo, does he have his lines scripted to him? Because the only time I noticed was at SummerSlam, he called 33 suplexes, which is obviously a Mason reference. There was a big fear that Vince, again, the way of his commentary, but I don't think that's been the case before.
Ryan, now I'll explain this question for you. Thank you, Ryan, for the call here today. Vince McMahon, when he gets in people's heads, he's literally in people's heads. He's on the headsets, and he's screaming at you during the show. And I'm pretty sure that Vince is not in the back with a pad counting suplexes. Mauro Ranallo does a great deal of prep work when he does commentary. So I'm sure that he's got a set number of statements that he's planning on making, and he's got stats, and he's got... This is all Mauro Ranallo. If you're watching the show and... It's usually JBL. JBL is usually the voice of Vince McMahon. If you hear him talk about a man's physique or something of that nature, that's usually Vince, but I don't think Vince is in the back. He's not pulling Mauro's strings. What a load of questions, Ryan. Somebody else call. Studio line 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411, and text messages 425-780-7566. This person says, is the show Superstars false advertising? No, of course not, because they're all superstars.
Ah, that's in the universe, that is.
This person wants to know if Emma versus Alexa is going to be on the show. I don't know if Alexa is wrestling. Becky Lynch is off the show. She has some sort of medical issue, but will be back soon. But she cannot take bumps tonight. And so there's not going to be a women's title match. Now, are they going to strip her? I don't know. Are they going to have Alexa face somebody else? I don't know.
They're going to strip her?
Not like that, Mike. Come on.
Oh, sorry.
Have you not been following this Trump situation?
That is true. That is true. Hey, wait. Was Emma, speaking of Emma, was she tagged to come back on Raw or on SmackDown?
I think she, no, she's coming back on Raw for sure, because that's where the video package aired.
Yeah, so that would kind of blow that one up. So, well, I guess they'll have to see where they go with this. It'll be interesting to see if they decide to explain it away, if they take a sports approach. I'm interested to see what they actually do with the women's title and the explanation with Becky Lynch, or unless this is all a sleight of hand and her injury isn't necessarily that bad or something like that, and they were trying to drum up some interest or do something like that. I don't know.
This person here says, what happened to Talking Smack tonight? Yes, there was a Talking Smack that was scheduled for after the pay-per-view, but now it is not scheduled. So, I don't know what happened, but here's my theory. Everybody has been sending me these screen caps here of the channel guide for Tuesday's SmackDown. This one, for example, says, live from San Jose, a recap of No Mercy, including the three-way battle for world champion, and a look at Dolph Ziggler's exit from WWE. Spoiler, by the way. So my thought is, this is what I think happened. I think that, and this also, even though I was told that Ziggler was losing, the odds makers, as of a couple of hours ago, had Ziggler winning. Now, those are the early odds. So it may be that in the script, the original script, Ziggler was winning, but when the final odds come in, that's when the final script goes in. My point of all of this is, I'll bet that they had this Talking Smack scheduled, and then they suddenly figured out, wait a second, if Ziggler's losing, and we're trying to pop a rating for SmackDown by building the whole show around a look back at his career, how can we do a Talking Smack after the pay-per-view tonight and not spend the whole time talking about what happened with Dolph Ziggler? So we need to cancel the show. Save it all for SmackDown. That's what I think happened. I don't know, and maybe the show will just air and has been taken off the network for God knows what reason, but that's my guess as to why it was originally advertised and is now no longer advertised.
And here's the thing, too, with the preview. It's not like things have never changed between the time that they've sent a preview out. Now, this would be, on the surface, a more blatant bait and switch. But it's not like we can't hang the, you know, in quotes, plans change, because they have before. Again, this one will look more, because we're talking about it and it's, you know, the way this whole thing, you know, has been framed coming in and everything, it will look more like a blatant bait and switch. But it's not like that hasn't happened before either.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
We understand that Becky Lynch has a neck injury.
Huh. Okay. My understanding was she was not going to be out very long at all, so.
Yeah, I don't know why. There probably won't be anything with Alexa on the show, but you never can tell what WWE will do.
You never know.
And definitely see ROH this week for the main event. It's got Tanahashi, Naito, Jay Lethal, and Adam Cole in a match for the world title.
Four-way? Wow.
It's awesome, man. Awesome. Now, I was wondering, have you heard how serious Nicole Savoy's injury is?
I have not heard anything about it.
Okay, I just wondered. She's got an ACL injury. I just wondered if it was...
Well, if it's a legit ACL injury, I mean, she's out probably 9 months.
Yeah, I thought it wasn't a strain. It was a tear, right?
Well, yeah, I just wondered if it was a complete tear, you know, away from the bone.
I don't know.
Either way, a partial tear is going to put you out for long enough. Let's just say that, you know what I mean?
Exactly. One other, I got a good spoiler for TNA for next month. They're going to start having, Rosemary, Courtney Rush, wrestle more in the knockout division. She's going to feud with Jade.
Man.
All right, you guys. Y'all have a good evening.
Thanks, Jim. Just threw me off my game there. A bunch of questions I had no answer to.
You know, I just want to point this out because we're not going to talk about it much, but I feel so old. the Ultimate Fighter, or Michael Bisping, talked about him having the most fights in UFC, and I think maybe the most wins now officially, right, in UFC history.
That's right.
2006, and it's like Matt Hughes was facing Hoyce Gracie at that time, and you look at some of the names and some of the names that have retired, like, you know, Kenny Florian was the main event of the Ultimate Fighter 3 finale. Kenny Florian, who was on the Ultimate Fighter 1. Kenny Florian, who has been retired now for quite some time. It is amazing that Michael Bisping has made it this long with all the issues with his eye and everything else. It is, I feel old. 10 years now.
Yeah, but you know
now.
What? Let me tell you something about Michael Bisping. This is a guy where a lot of fighters are full of it, but I believe that Michael Bisping has been drug-free his entire career. Now, granted,
Agreed. He's
done a lot of drinking, and that's going to age you. But he's a guy who he's trained smart, and he never did these performance-enhancing drugs, and his body has held up long enough to become champion when USADA tested everybody else. So good for him. He got the last laugh. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Studio line 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411, and text messages 425-780-7566, The Cruiserweights are here. Over at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, the Cruiserweights have always been here. See all of your favorites like Cedric Alexander, TJP, Rich Swann, Johnny Gargano, Zack Sabre Jr., so many more. Streaming 24/7 at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. Available on mobile, PC, Apple TV, and Roku. So many ways to watch the High Spots Wrestling Network. HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. Check out all of the Cruiserweights with more coming, including, yes, Noam Dar is going to be at Raw, I believe this coming Monday night. Noam Dar on Raw. Shinsuke Nakamura on NXT.
In Bel Air, Maryland, you can watch Shinsuke Nakamura wrestle in front of 300 people and see Noam Dar on national TV. Nothing against Noam Dar. Good for him. Good for Scotland. Good for all of that. But, yeah. You know, and it's too bad that we have nothing to look forward to, like Shinsuke Nakamura, like, debuting and then, like, wrestling Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania in a match that would actually have some backstory because, no, we've got to get Brock Lesnar against Shane McMahon.
Backstory.
Idiots. Well, yeah, of course there's
They're
a backstory.
Not talking about New Japan.
I know. That's true. Now that Shinsuke is deep into the universe and had to prove himself and I wonder how it's working out for him because I know Triple H for about 6 months said that Finn Balor had to really understand where the cameras were and the hard camera and to look this way on his entrance and everything. Hopefully Shinsuke is learning this stuff in a timely manner so when it is his time to come up to the main roster, he'll have that chance in 2019.
You know, I once went to Ohio Valley Wrestling for a match. It was Derby City Wrestling was the television show it was for. I think I took no days to figure out where the cameras were. And I wasn't Shinsuke Nakamura or Finn Balor. You got to find out where those cameras are. It's a mystery where the hard camera is if you've only worked Japan.
Yeah, with no ring entrance at all. God, it's too bad he never had an elaborate and fancy pants ring entrance in New Japan, isn't it? You know, it's not like he would be used to such things, right?
This person wants to know, is it possible we get a double disqualification or a double countout so Dolph doesn't win but doesn't lose as well?
Only if you
want
to kill
Brian. Did you send
me
that text, Mike?
I did not.
Give me a break. Any other stupid ideas we can have that are logical here in WWE because the whole promotion is illogical? This person here says, chance of a surprise angle at the end of the show tonight. Why waste it? You're going head-to-head with the football game in the presidential debate. I would be stunned. I'm afraid about the second 2 hours of this show because last time when Raw went ahead against a presidential debate, they gave up. They didn't even try. And now we have a SmackDown pay-per-view, which isn't even on pay-per-view. It's a network exclusive. So I can see them doing the world title match and then giving up the rest of the show. I hope they don't. I pray they don't. I don't think they will, but I cannot put it past them.
I don't really understand, like, there's no metrics that, you know, yes, WWE, I guess, to shareholders, or and I guess they, once in a while, they'll release, you know, what are the most watched things live. But even if you do that, what is really the point in doing that? I mean, what's the point in this is like the logic.
Because now you're looking at it logically. I've asked this question for years. Why would you half-ass it when you've got strong competition on the other channel? And the answer I always get is, well, no one's watching it. You know what? Let me give you an analogy here because this is my strong point, okay? Let's say that I was working on an independent show, and because I'm in the main event, it draws 25 people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's two ways that I could look at this. I could look at this like, A, there's 25 people here. I'm going to do a 10-minute headlock, and then I'm going to do a cradle finish. Because there's 25 people here. Why would I bother killing myself? Or the other way I could look at it is, you know what? These 25 people, they paid to see me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter that nobody else did. These 25 people that are in this building right now, they paid to see me. So you know what? I'm going to give it 110%. So whenever I hear the argument that, well, there's a debate on why bother, or why waste anything? Well, you know why you waste something? Because the people that are actually watching your show are your absolute most loyal diehard viewers, and they deserve something. And you should give them something. And above all else, you should do something big on that show because you should send a message to the other people that, you know what, you shouldn't have watched that stupid debate. You should have watched WWE because you missed something. So
that's
why I think that they should do something tonight. But I've heard this is the pro wrestling thing. I hear this all the time. Well, no one's watching, so we're not going to do anything. That's just what they do.
I know, but it's so insane because it's like, you know what? Even if you were going to watch the debate, with this being a network exclusive, you know, history, people will not remember that the second presidential debate went head up with this network exclusive special. What history is always going to indicate is just it was a show that should have built up to this being in the main event spot. And anybody that is that diehard of a fan, and they are down to the diehards, even if they watch the debate, you can just watch this on demand and see it pretty much the same night. Although if you're on the East Coast, obviously you're going to bleed into Monday, but you can still go ahead and watch it. And then also, too, it's what I would always argue with Monday Night Football. And when I think it was last year where they started to do things where we're going to try to schedule things around halftime and around commercial breaks and stuff like that. And it's like, I know it was a different era, but at the time that you were going head up or they were going head up with WCW, they put their nose to the grindstone, and they were so worried about putting on the best possible product that they could that the NFL and any other programming that was on be damned. And they got away from that. And because they have no competition and they got so self-absorbed and they just decided to do so many stupid things, they started to pay attention to all this other nonsense. And it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It doesn't matter what it is. You have to work on being the best for you. Everything else be damned. Sometimes you need to have blinders on. In fact, most of the time you need to have blinders on when you're going to grind away trying to be number one. And the more you look and try to compare and try to, oh, we can't do this or we can't do that, it just takes away from what you're doing.
Caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. Hey. Bye, Kenny.
What's going on with Kenny? I hung up on him. That was Mike's call.
What happened?
I don't know. He just sat there, and then you said bye, so I hung up.
It's sorry, Ma.
I'm blaming you for that one when he calls back. This person here says, Dave said on Twitter, since No Mercy is on the network, the debate will have no effect on the show. Well, yeah, it'll have no effect in the sense that people will watch the replay. But there are people that are going to skip this pay-per-view to watch the debate, and then they'll go back and watch the replay later. Person says, when did WWE take this play dead approach to competition and holidays? Well, I mean, as Mike said, they didn't in the 90s as far as competition, but I don't know. I think it's been since they didn't have a lot of competition.
Yeah, it really is. And it's almost like the more they've paid attention to, and again, they've done a good job getting crossover attention and things like that. But as all that stuff started to happen, they started to just, again, yeah, like to play into this. And look, this is more than just paying attention to everybody else. I mean, the issues, there's a lot of issues that are floating out there which are causing these problems. But again, we've talked about it all day with this card. I mean, it's just they have more talent now on their roster up and down when you include both sides in NXT than they ever have before, or at least is arguable than, you know, that they almost ever have before as far as athletes go. And they just can't put it together. And they're so scrambled right now that they look for excuses, you know, whether it's subconscious or not. It's like they're looking for excuses to come up with a reason that this didn't go well or that didn't go well, where, again, at the end of the day, nobody cares about excuses. You care about results. And the results right now is you got a bunch of 55-year-olds on average watching the show. You have demographics that are dropping all the way across the board. You have ratings that are in the toilet. So that's where you're at.
Hey, the key is this. When you start giving up on holidays, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And pretty soon, no one watches on holidays anymore because you've conditioned them that nothing happens on holidays. And that's where we're at right now. Nobody watches during the holidays, and now they're going to stop watching during any sort of competition because nothing's happening when there's strong head-to-head competition.
It's like a cheat day. You know, it's like, well, okay, I'll do extra sit-ups tomorrow, or I'll run an extra, you know, mile tomorrow.
You ain't doing extra sit-ups tomorrow, Mike. Give me a break.
That's
what do you think, you're Dave? Caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian, how you doing today?
Oh, my God, John.
He's doing better now.
Yes, John, what's going on?
Well, I don't know. I'm having a debate right now to see if I'm going to watch the debate, watch my Giants beat the Packers, or watch this show.
Well, and why would you watch the show? You could watch it on demand. I don't think they're going to put the debate on the WWE Network or the game.
I know, Brian. It's kind of like, it's been like this. I really don't know what's on the show. I really have not been watching Raw or SmackDown. It's just been...
John, let me quiz you. I'll ask you questions because I'm going to get to the point here. What do you think is going to be a bigger train wreck, the debate or the football game? That was a simple question, John.
No. Here's the deal. Mike. And
yeah, man.
Same Mike. I'm a Giants fan, and I got the biggest hothead as a wide receiver right now.
Sure enough, yes, you do.
And that's the reason why I paused. Brian would not understand that, reason why I paused for that. Now you understand my...
Can you translate for me, Mike? What is his answer? What's going to be a bigger train wreck, the debate or the football game?
It's very possible if you're a Giants fan that Odell Beckham Jr., who is one of the best young players in the National Football League, but has the ability to be baited into situations by the defense where he goes off the rails and makes for some pretty good copy, which especially in New York is always great when you got a couple of back pages that are looking to be filled on these tabloids. So
what's the answer?
Why.
Is the football game or the debate going to be a bigger train wreck? That's all I want to know here from
go
somebody.
Ahead, John.
That's a good question, bro.
Oh, my God.
No, it's not. It's the debate. Come on
okay,
now. You
thank
know this.
Thank you.
I'm going to take the debate because I like a freak show, because this is more entertainment. At least you know you got better promo. You see people cut better promo.
Well, who's going to win the football game? Is it a pick'em here, or is one a favorite?
It's actually a pick'em for me.
Is it? Oh, man.
I don't know.
Well, in that case, watch the game, because you know what's going to happen in the debate. I mean, you're really going to watch it to have it hammered in your head what y'all already know?
Because I'm at the point now. I'm 36, and I'm 5 years younger than you. And Brian,
how dare you?
I like to watch a freak show, and WWE has not shown me something wacky or crazy in a long time. The only thing show that is wacky on wrestling is on TNA, and I watched it.
Hey, listen, we had a hell of a train wreck. I want to thank you very much for the call, John. SummerSlam, when Brock Lesnar nearly killed Randy Orton in the middle of the ring. That was a train wreck.
That was. Yes.
That was a disaster.
Alexa Bliss could do that to somebody.
I should have done a Twitter poll. What are y'all going to watch tonight? But it's too late. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, we got a first-time texter here who happens to have a clever idea. He says, Cena wins the title in the opener, but grants AJ a rematch for the main event slot later where he then wins it back, gives him a 16th title reign quickly, pushes interest in the rest of the show. And I guess that's under the assumption that the big one is not 16, but 17 when he breaks the record, which you could do at WrestleMania. I don't know if they'll do that, but I could see a deal where there is a disputed finish and they've got to come back and figure it out later on in the show in the actual main event. They could do something like that. Hmm. Or maybe Ziggler's going on last on his way out. We'll never see him again.
Oh, noes.
Show's coming up tonight, everybody, and we've got two more shows. There is no new After Dark tonight. I got to figure out something when we have these pay-per-views every other weekend from WWE, but there will be back-to-back episodes of Dragon King Dark, since there was not a new show last week. Back-to-back Dragon King Dark tonight, Dark Matter Digital Network, 9 Pacific, Midnight Eastern. Links are up at WrestlingObserver.com. I will be back with Vinny. We will be recapping No Mercy, and then later on tonight, myself and Dave will be recapping No Mercy, talking all of the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. There's a lot of it this weekend. We've had shows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with Dave, and another one tomorrow. So if you're a big fan of Dave, a lot of shows up there, so check that out at WrestlingObserver.com. We are here Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, daily replays, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. The entire schedule is up at SportsByline.com, so check that out. I'm at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Mike is at Sempervivi. Sports Byline is at Sports Byline USA. And we'll be back tomorrow with more. Thanks, everybody, at Sports Byline. Mike, as always, you callers, listeners, first-time texters, everybody. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.